Parsha Shlach, the Torah that was given to the Klal Yisrael as a tikkun, sort of vis-a-vis, as a hemshich to Chet HaMeraglim, is a strange Parsha. The Parsha immediately afterwards is the Parsha's Nesachim. Nesachim, Nisra Korbanis, doesn't seem to be anything particular shayach, that Nesachim should have a particular kesher to Tikkun HaMeraglim. It says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Ki Savoyu El Eretz Mashaseichem Biser Lahem Shei Kanzu La'aretz. It was kind of a Psurah Tayyibah, they were going to Eretz Yisrael. The halacha is only nagia to Eretz Yisrael. There is no nesachim in Chutz La'aretz, so that's why it's kind of a nechama. It says a chazal that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them divrei Torah of Eretz Yisrael, that is a nechama for their not going to Eretz Yisrael. So parsha nesachim is so of all the parshas. I mean, you have all the mitzvahs at Luyas Baretz, which is a whole range of mitzvahs that are shayach to Eretz Yisrael, and he could have given those mitzvahs. Instead, he picks a out of left field the mitzvahs nesachim, that nesachim dafke shayach tit, and it's something that needs. We need to understand what's the mitzvahs nesachim. It's a strange mitzvah. It's a mitzvah that's on some karbanis. It's shayach to oila or shlamim. It's shayach karbanis tzibur. It's not shayach to chatas or asham. And whatever the inyan of nesachim is, that's only shayach to Eretz Yisrael also. So the parasha of nesachim, mitzad its teichin, and mitzad its kesh at the beginning of the parasha, it needs havana. Also, why it's like a shayach only in Eretz Yisrael, it's not shayach anyplace else. Certain korbanos you can only bring in the base of Eretz, you can't, but that a prat in dina korbanos should be mechulik from chutz to Eretz Yisrael is a dover that requires a havan in it. Right before that, there's a parsha called Mapilim. It says that they, after they heard how terrible they were, so they decided that they want to, I guess, do tshuva. They pushed their way up to go to the top of the mountain, and Lamai said they were defeated. L'chura, in a certain sense, wasn't this tshuva on what they did before? I mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was upset with them that they didn't want to go to Israel. They said, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was right, let's go. So, I mean, it's true HaKadosh Baruch Hu said not to go, but Hagufa. I mean, it's like if you yell at somebody for not learning, and then the person picks it up and starts learning. So he did what you wanted. So why is Mapilim a bad parasha? Why did they do wrong? I saw somebody also ask, it says in the Gemara that chutzpah is a filo klape shemaya sagya, that it helps even klape shemaya. There's a certain inyan where a person goes ahead and does a maisa toiv, so it works. Certainly over here, where the complaint against them was they didn't want to go to Yisrael, now that they pick themselves up and they go to Yisrael, what's the problem? Parashas Meraglim in its setting also needs a havana. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to send them out l'daitcha. Shlach lecha Meraglim, it should be l'daitcha, and I'm telling you it's a good place, but im tirtza shlach, and then he sent them, and it was a taina, chayecha shenitas demarkam litos. Very unclear what is this makom rishus over here? Like, what was the point of it? So, the psikta says over here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be mevasa klal Yisrael kdei sheyalu simcha v'smechem v'sasim, simcha v'sasim. Klal Yisrael, in other words, like this: to capture the land, they did not need to see the place. they didn't need to send miraglim to spy out and to see the makom. That we trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to do it, and they would run away from you. That wasn't the purpose. Actually, was not to spy out how to capture it. It was HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave sort of a demonstration of Eretz Yisrael, so that Klal Yisrael comes in b'simcha in as mechim. Lechura, that seems to be a small reward for a big risk. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told it to Moshe that going as miraglim is not b'teiras kibush Eretz Yisrael or b'teiras Yerusha Eretz Yisrael, which is a chiyuv and which would have been a ma'isa mitzvah. It's an order. It's a dvarish shus so that they be besimcha and besosin. So why is it so important to have risked Klal Yisrael, which they actually fell through with the miraglim? Melech was part of the Etzim Kibush, and it was a Mahalach of Yerushas Eretz Yisrael. So, fine, that's the Ma'isa Mitzvah, and it has a Sakon and so on. But this seems to be the way the Psikta describes it. It's just kind of an extra. It's like, it's the extra wrapping, it's the extra ribbon on it. That should be not only good, it should be similar to Vleva. So why would you risk Klal Yisrael falling through like they did? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Chayecha, you'll see you'll fall through. There's a pasuk that describes the miraglim. It says, "Vatirognu ba'lechem, vayimasu be'eretz chemda." That Klal Yisrael complained in their tents, and they were nimas be'eretz chemda. They despised a desirable place. So it's not like the other places where the perek points out the etzem. The etzem complaint is a problem, but there's a problem here that the yamar suberetz chemda, that they despised a place that's desirable. Why don't you just say they refuse to do the mitzvah? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says there's a mitzvah going up to Eretz Yisrael. They refuse to do it. They complained. They didn't want to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzvah. That's not what the pasuk singles out. The pasuk singles out that there were nimas in Eretz Chemda. That's the place of that's the in the kuda. That's a problem. So you have to understand what was the sheirish of the chet of the miraglim. What was in the kuda there? I mean, you don't even fire me. They were upset. Many of the other ones, they complained straight out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Here, they were just upset. They were very scared and very upset that after wandering so many years, they're going to have to fight all these battles and who knows if they'll win. Fine, it's a lack of bitach, it's a lack of emunah, but what was the nekudas, the issue that this lemaisa, this avera did not allow them to go into Israel? Melech cheta egel, that was the terrible avera klaisol, cheta egel was avodah zarah of sorts. But it touched avodah zarah. So we understand that that's not, that's the avera. But cheta meraglim stands a close second. Chet HaMeraglim is part of the Yud Gimel Midas, is used to be to bring out the kapara. So, what exactly? Where's the chet? It stands. It should stand in our eyes with the misloinim, misoinim, and the kibbutz ha'taiva. All of them were a sense of not getting from HaKadosh Baruch Hu what they needed and complaint. That's basically what it boils down to. So, what over here is the nekuda that's mishanet from all the other places? We know in the range of human emotions, two emotions are two of the sets. One, a set of emotions in a person is simcha and atzvus, that happiness and I guess sadness. That's the way we translate it. The pashat, the way we understand the normally is. Simcha, a person conveys that he's really thrilled and he's happy with what's happening. Facial expressions, singing, dancing, whatever the person does. And that's what a person conveys that he's very unhappy. That is, I guess, just a pushed away of explaining it. But you find it much deeper than that. You find that, l'mashal, Eina shchina shera elotech simcha. a person's ba'asvas is not shuas shechina. Why? But what is the emotion? It's true, HaKadosh Baruch Hu always likes simcha. Simcha is a good thing. But what does that emotion have to do specifically? I mean, if you koes kill over avodah zarah, I understand that. All of those things is understandable. But what's the pshat that you need simcha for that? The Yitzchak Avinu wanted to give a bracha, so he asked that he brings him tzayet, and he'll be in a good mood. Shaul was in a bad mood; he got himself a menagin. The inyan of being be'atzvus specifically shteres ashos ashchina and other things, and simcha helps draw it on. What exactly is the nekuda in those midas that would make that difference? A person could be, male person's kayas, to say it's a bad midah. A person about guy is a bad midah. A person's ba'atzvus, it could be to no fault of his own. Something terrible happened and the person's very atziv, and he should be atziv. So why was that? The Yaakov Avinu lost his son, he's inconsolable, it's not his fault, it's certainly the right midah in the right place, he shouldn't have been singing and dancing. So why is it not Ashuras HaShechina? When we try to understand the reaction of a person in simcha versus atzvus, the tzura of atzvus, the tzura of avelus, is a person is kones within himself, misatef. The person wraps himself around with a talus, he sort of closes himself in. The person, you're not supposed to speak to the Avil unless he talks to you. Avelim, it says, don't have a peh. The Avil can't leave his place. He can't live with his wife. Avelus is a person withdraws within himself. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a person with two matzavim. There's an ace knois and there's an ace pazer. There's a time when a person withdraws, and b'meila he cannot have shaykhis to anyone outside. He's cut off. There is no chibur, there is no ischabrus with anything outside it. The Gemara Moed Katan learns dinei nazifa, cheirem, with dinei avelus are the same. Basically, I mean, sometimes they're chilukim, but by and large, the Gemara understands that avelus and nazifa and niduit should have the same halachas. That's the pattern of halachas, because a matzav of avelus is a matzav of atzvus, is where the person withdraws, and b'meila there's no chibur, no keshra, anything else outside. A matzav of simcha, you come to be menachem de ovel. The ovel is not min aminyan. The ovel does not sit with the other people. In simcha, the simcha requires ishtatvus of people. Shahakal bar lechvoidoi, the first bracha that you make, is for all the people that came to be mishtatev in your simcha. That's the bracha shaboy. Because the simcha is by its nature inclusive. It opens the person to include, to bring in others and other yonim into his life. The Gemara calls, I've heard many times, the Gemara calls a tefach. There are two sizes of tefachim, there are two ways how to make a tefach. You can have a tefach that's tight, that's clenched, and a tefach that's broader. One is called tefach otsuv, and one is called sochek. One is a happy tefach, and one is a depressed tefach. It literally, the word depressed means emotionally withdrawn, and it means physically compressed. It's pressed together. And the other one is out. The tefach that's expanded is schoik and simcha. It's the same metaphor, just borrowed from a physical thing to other thing. A person's metzias when he's besimcha is he expands outwards. The famous Gemara in Gittin that Rabbi Yochanan came to Vespasian, he told him that he's going to conquer he's going to be he's going to become a kaiser, and he then got a message, and he couldn't take his shoe off because it says Shmua Toiva Tadashin Etzim. In other words, Simcha puts the person in expansive mode. So it's both ways. On the one hand, the reaction to when somebody is cut out of someone's life, the reaction is atzvus. When somebody is added to your life, the reaction is simcha. So the emotion can be a result of an event. Person whose life, where something was cut away from him, the person withdraws inwards. When somebody is added to him, the person expands outwards. That is when the simcha and the atzvas or avelus are reflections of what happened to him. It's the other way around also. If a person is besimcha, he's in a mood to embrace someone else also. He's in a mood to include somebody else. It says, the Zohar HaKadosh says that on Yontif, if a person doesn't have guests at his table, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Perish al Chageichem. In other words, I would dump refuse onto your Yontif. A Yontif without guests is not a Yontif. And the Zohar HaMadayik doesn't say it about Shabbos, it says about Yontif Dafka. In other words, a Yontif, if it's a Yom of Simcha, it has to include someone else. If it doesn't include someone else, it's lacking in Simcha. An Avol is mood also does not allow him to include anyone else in, because he's Bavelos, he's Ba'atzvus. So let's take first a Bracha L'mashal. In order for a bracha to be sheira, you need to be mischabed to somebody. You need to feel, you need to open up to somebody. And b'meila, if the person evokes a good feeling towards himself, it shayach to be mamshach a bracha. If not, not. That is all bein adam l'adam, bein adam l'chaver, and so on. It's true about HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. The chibur of a person to HaKadosh Baruch Hu carries in itself the dugmas we call the kala and the isha and rayasi and the metzias of inyanim doimim between chiburim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael and chiburim people are rampant. The mashal is always like Yosalaych al koyach kimsoy chosan al kala. There's the relationship of chosan kala is the relationship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael and its good matzavim. Simcha is therefore a tnai achrechi. It's a condition that you must fulfill. When a person is not besimcha, he's not open to receiving from anybody, and even HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's closed in. It's like when it's raining or some sakana, you close all the doors and all the windows and all the entrances and openings. That's the person closes everything as a reaction to his atzvos. It might not be his fault. It's not a midah raw in the sense like kas, like gaiva, that you should have worked on it, you should do it differently. It's a metzias. You can't have chibur. Bizman atzvos, there's no chibur. And chibur is only bizman simcha. So a person has to be besimcha in order for there to be ashras hashchina. That is the what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zion. You find it says Yain Yisamach Vavenosh, and it says Lechem Yisod Levavenosh. So an oval, you bring bread. The Lechem is something that makes a person is what he is. That's what Lechem does. Yayin is that which expands and opens up a person to. It opens the person. That is the difference in Yayin and Lechem. Lechem sustains a person in the sense of what he is, as he is, what he needs. It's the kiyum of what's there. Lechem is the one that does it. Yayin brings about the ability to open up the things outside. and that's its bad side. Its bad side is when it breaks all the gedarim. But lemaisa, that's the bria of yayin. Karbonis are two inyanim. Tamid is called lechem ishai. Tamidim, the meat of the karbonis are keilu de lechem. Even meat itself, the Gemara says, keichel de ayel kivi yiroki layel tur de bisse de tur. It's meat. Meat and bread are things that are the atzmis of the person. They sustain what is there. That is the inyan of lechem and basa. Yayin is something which opens up something to a world, to things outside. So when we have two hakravis in Beis Hamikdash, you have karbanis and you have nesachim. Karbanis are the etzem avodas Hashem, the etzem chiyuvim on the person to be oved Hashem. That is yemekayim with the lechem and basa part of it, with the tamid shabbat. And nesachim are an addition. They provide the yisamach, which opens up the person to be mekabel mohashpa. That's where yayin comes in. The nesachim are. You can have the carbon without nesachim because the carbon is the necessity. Just like you can eat bread without wine and live, because bread is the necessity to keep what's there. The wine is which provides the dimension of going out of yourself and being mischaber. I mean, it says, the Gemara says, Araya Saita Bekulkuloi Yaza Atzim Min Hayayin. Normally, what opens up a person, removes barriers and guards, is the wine. So when a person is doing it in order to get close to a person he wants to get close to, and he should be close to, then G'dayla Legima Makarvus Avriyas, then the wine is a great thing, because it removes the barrier between people and allows me to be Mschaba. If it's a Chibur that's not good, then being Manei Yassal from Yayin is the Shmir on it. Aroya said if we call Yatsan Yayin, because the wine broke the barriers and weakened your God, and that's why you did what you did. That is the yayin in Avodas Hashem. In the picture that we have of a person being nischaba to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, chuppah is achnasa lebeisei. The makom of chibur is for a person to be mischaba to someone else. You need to have a makom, and it needs to be your makom. Chuppah, k'tushin is a miyichud where you miyachet someone for yourself. Nisuin is an inyan where you are mischabet to someone. One is a yichud, being mekad or something. One is that some chibur. Chibur takes place dafke mitech simcha and dafke bebeisoy. That's why chuppah is knisah lebeisoy. Whether it's yichud or knisah l'shusay mamish, both are on the same inyan. Eretz Yisrael is the makom of the chibur of Klai Yisrael and Kadosh Baruch Hu. Besides the mitzvahs at Luis Baretz, as the makom gets more and more specific, it's more and more, that's its tachlis. Eretz Yisrael b'klal yusay is that. Eretz Yisrael b'klal yusay is called Eretz Chemda. It's called a place of desire. It's a makom where a person desires things. The first shlav, the first stage in chibur is a desire. If a person doesn't want, there's no chibur. Eretz Yerushalayim is a makom. It's called the makom Hashif Hashem. Eretz Yisrael is called the Beis Hamikdash is called Asar de Bei Yechdun Ruchin Venafshin, the place where ruchas and nefashas are besimcha. Yifei noif misseis kol haaretz. Yerushalayim is the makom of simcha because it's the makom of chibur. It's only the makom of chibur because it's simcha, and it's simcha because it's makom chibur. The same way that simcha is both a product of nesuin, and it enables nesuin, the same way Yerushalayim needs Simcha, and as a show by extension, and it produces Simcha. So we have here another dimension to Eretz Yisrael that besides the mitzvahs, at least for a specific mitzvahs and ma'isim, Eretz Yisrael is also the makom where there's shayach to have a chibur of Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Basi Legani Achoy Sikalo, this is the final resting place, and that's where we set up house Kavyach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The tenai to that is, it has to be a makom chemda. It says in halacha that one of the reasons why a parent cannot force a child to do a certain shidduch is a specific shidduch is because it has to be bechefetz or beratzin. The nisuin requires a platform of desire, of wanting, of simcha, in order to let another person into my life. To let another person into my life, I need to feel happy the person come into my life. If I'm not happy, I close in, and I'm not, and then the other person has no place to enter. That is that's why it's Yisrael, because of its metzias of being a makom of nesuin, is has a hallmark of simcha. It's not an accident. Reb Tzadok always says that the agaditas of Chazal are always connected. The sugyas of agaditas find themselves in the Masechta and the Perek. That's appropriate. Ksubis has the sugya of Eretz Yisrael in it. The agaditas dealing with the beauty and the wonderful aspects of Eretz Yisrael are in Ksubis. And there's a reason for it. Ksubis is the Masechta of Nesuin, and that's the appropriate place to speak about Eretz Yisrael. The chiyuvei simcha are all in Nesuin. The mitzvah of Mesameh Chasen Kala, the Rishonim say, is we learned because of, in order to be mischabedem, it helps. It says peri, it helps the chibur. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is mesameh chasen vekala, means he creates the emotional hechetimtza to have them be together. It's part of the same thread of brachas. Hakadosh Baruch Hu was hiskin lebinyan, and he created another tzura, and so on, and he created simcha. Ashabar Sasan v'simcha is the creation of another hechetimtza. It's the emotional creation of a ezek enegdei. The way in which a person can bring another person's life is if there's a platform of simcha for it. And that's why being Mesameh Chasen Kala is Deicha everything and so on and so forth, because it goes to the core of the Sheresh of the Bria Mamish. That's simcha. Eretz Yisrael required the people be besimcha when they get it. Let's understand a certain point. If a person wants a certain shidduch, if a person wants a certain business, the work that he does to get it does not bother him. The more a person wants the thing itself, the work to get there is not a problem. It was like a few days because he wanted Rachel. So it's hard, it's tough, and so on. But the wanting, the anticipation of Rachel is put the other things in a context, and he was besimcha. He was besimcha. He sang every minute that he worked because this is for Rachel. They came and they said that Eretz Yisrael is a difficult place to attain. So, if the pshat that they would have been chaymed Eretz Yisrael, if they would have had any simcha with Eretz Yisrael, then they would not. They would have said, "Okay, it's difficult. We'll do it. What's the problem?" They didn't have it. Vayimasu be'eretz chemda. There was they despised. They didn't care for a place that needed to be desired. Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Chemda is what it has to be. either you want it. It's like you can do different things apathetically. You can't get married apathetically. You have to want to get married, because you can't let another person into your life if there's no simcha, if a person hasn't opened up. The problem was that they were nimas, and therefore the pasuk points that out as being the avla. And b'meila, even though they did worse averas, the eagle was a worse avera, but to go into Eretz Yisrael, it's not only mitzvahs. There's a certain tenai over there that there is, there's a tenai of the simcha, and if a person doesn't have it, it doesn't go. We asked about the ma'apilim, about what is the why didn't it work? The answer is because they didn't get the point. If the point was that Mesiras Nefesh, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants them to push their way through, even if it means getting killed, they came back with a report and they said, you know, it's very dangerous, you might get killed attacking it. So fine. So if the problem was they didn't have Mesiras Nefesh, so great. So now Vayapilu, they said, we're going to go, I don't care if everyone gets killed, we're going to take Eretz Yisrael. That wasn't the problem. The problem was, if you don't want Eretz Yisrael, then you don't have Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is only in Eretz Chemda. And if there's no simcha, if the fact that you cried, when a person wants something and he's told how tough it is to get it, he doesn't cry. Crying is when what I'm getting is bad. If let's say I have a house that I want, and I have to pay more for it, I have to work more for it. So it's tough, it's upsetting, but I have to do it. But if the house I wanted is not what I want, then I cry because it's not what I wanted. The Mios in Eretz Chemda was what Eretz Yisrael has to be, the place where we're Meschabet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if there's no desire for Chibet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then it just doesn't work. Then we don't have it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them as a Nechama Parshas Nesachim, and was Mevaseh them that their children would go to Eretz Yisrael. Parshas Nesachim is the chelik of Avoda, where the Yayin Yisamach Levav Enish finds a makom in Avodas Hashem. That's why Chattas and Osham, which carry a certain atzvas to it, don't have Nesachim. When a person was bechet and he brings a korban as a kapara, that's not really, that's a matziv of more atzvastik. Shlomim, Oila, which come primarily as a reaching out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as Yiskarvus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or a Karban Tzibur, which is always Yiskarvus, because, you know, Ein Tzibur Meis, Ein Tzibur Choyte, there's the Tzibur itself is good. Those type of Karbanis have the dimension of extra Simcha to them. And that's why Nesachim are the vehicle for it, because there's Shiras on Yain. Yain is Samach. Yain is the Kli of Simcha. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe Rabbeinu let them on and he told them that you should know that there's going to be a vehicle for Simcha in Avodas Hashem in Eretz Yisrael, and that's why it's limited Dafka to Eretz Yisrael. It's something which is Shaykh Dafka to Eretz Yisrael, because only in Eretz Yisrael do you have this extra version of Simcha. The Avodas Hashem of Lechem that they had in the Midbar also. The Avodas Hashem of Simcha is Shaykh Dafka to the Mokim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Miyachid, because Simcha is a chelik of that dimension where a person is nischabet HaKadosh Baruch Hu and vice versa. That is the inyan of the Simcha over here, and so on. The primary place is Nogiat Eretz Yisrael. There are other inyanim that have that type of mahalach. In some way, all mitzvahs. That's why we lost Eretz Yisrael, because there's no Simcha Tuv Lev in the general context. In Torah, you find the Lashonis of the Zohar is always Chedvisa the Shmaitza, the Simcha of the learning, of the Sugya. Voyadvarim Smeichim Kinesinasan. There's always a Nakuda of Simcha associated in Yanim Torah with in Yanim Torah. An oval cannot learn Torah because Torah is called Mesameach. The Mesamche Leiv doesn't allow you to learn. So you have Torah itself also carries in itself a certain hallmark of the sinyan. We spoke about it once. It has to do with the fact that Torah is a chibur with HaKadosh Baruch Hu also. Torah is something, noisin HaTorah, there's a sense of HaKadosh Baruch Hu teaching me, there's a sense of Hashpah coming down and so on. A person, when a person does a mitzvah, you can do it perfunctionary. You can pick up a loaf and esrig, you can wave it, and you put it down. And technically, you're mekayim the mitzvah. You did it. You can't absorb information. You can't deher a teichin. You can't really park yourself down to sit and learn if you are not happy with it. If a person's mood is bad, then the first thing to go is Talmud Torah. Very few people you meet. Very few people who didn't daven or put on tefillin or bench because they were in a bad mood that day. In learning, it's common for all of us. Every one of us, when we're not such a good mood, when there are things that are pressing, we don't really have cheshek to learn. The reason fit is right. In other words, Torah requires simcha because I'm letting in an idea into my head. That which I can just let it wash through my hands and not absorb it doesn't need simcha. But something that I'm absorbing needs simcha. I need to be happy with the learning. I need to be enjoying it in order to absorb it. So if a person is ba'atzvus, his learning doesn't go either. And it's always, we always ask ourselves, a vicious cycle. I mean, so how do you get besimcha so that you can enjoy it, so that you can be open to it and absorb it? So the simcha always requires a thought process. You can't just pretend you're besimcha and smile and dance. That's not simcha. The simcha that we talk about is if a person, lamashal, one of the things about Chasan Kala is it says, you know, Keitzah Mirakten Kala Nova Chasuda. By telling a person, look to what you zeicha, you whet the person's appetite. The person anticipates. The person is excited about it. The thinking about Torah in and Ashreinu Matov Chalkeinu that was zeicha to it helps create in a person that mood of anticipation. If you put things in proportion, Reb Chaim Shabbos used to say, "Ov always." From one of the Gdolei HaMusar, I don't remember so much the context, but he said a mashal, if I have an expensive glass in the house and it breaks, I'm very upset. Let's say someone comes and tells me that I won a lottery ticket. The person's mevasimi, and he accidentally breaks the glass. There is no sense of loss because it's completely dwarfed by my sense of simcha. The paraphrase Zaya that we sing, and it's better brought down from the Goyen, the, you know, the Mishtakha Betsaira Delay Va'oskun Bechazasa Dili, is Bemis, it's the answer to it. In other words, if the person puts the things in the right context, the Simcha of Torah versus his own personal difficulties, then the person is in the mood again to do it. Lo aleinu, people, that happened in the community a year ago, people who lost someone and then had to make a wedding shortly afterwards, it's usually not that they're apathetic. There's usually a mixture of simcha and tsar. But the simcha is there because the child getting married, it evokes in you a simcha that puts the tsar in its context. The tsar doesn't take away the cheshik for the simcha, there's a tsar there. the herring simcha of Torah, the herring, the ashrenu matov chalkenu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is teaching us his chachma, and this is the biggest chibur of a person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that itself produces a simcha. And when a person is besimcha, then he's shaykh to learning. So the person can set his mood by thinking about the matzav, and then the person comes to simcha. So we have that the moods of simcha and atzvas or avelus are moods not only a result of a person, but they form the ability to function or not to function later. A person's ba'atzvas or ba'avelus shuts himself off and he's not shayach to go weiter. A person that's besimcha allows himself out. And that's why he's shofea, he bubbles. A person's besimcha, the learning goes because he's open to it. It flows. In two areas of Avoida, in all of Avoida Hashem, it's important. But in Eretz Yisrael, since Eretz Yisrael is the makom chibur of Klal Yisrael with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then if you don't desire Eretz Yisrael, if you're not happy with Eretz Yisrael, you don't have Eretz Yisrael. And in Torah, Simcha Satorah is an inya specific to Torah, and that is something that, the same thing, a person who learns be'atzvas, the learning drags forever, and it's hard for it to go in. A person learns besimcha, he absorbs it. The matzav that creates the simcha or the atzvas, we're not in control of. What we are in control of is the ability to form our attitudes. With enough hisbeininess, a person puts things in its right perspective, and they would have heard Eretz Yisrael for what it is. It would have been an Eretz Chemda for them. They would have gone into they would have gone to Eretz Yisrael b'simcha. It didn't. It fell through, and they therefore were not shayach to Eretz Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us nesachim, gave us the inyan of yayin in avodas Hashem, that the yayin is some of enosh. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave a mitzvah b'meila, a mahalach to be metaken in a person, that a person can evoke simcha in himself. A person is zoicha to Torah and Nevu and all these yon through simcha, and klal yisrael zoicha to Eretz Yisrael in b'schus and nesachim.